Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Fantasy Sports Today, live on Sports Grid, as we go over the NBA, help you set a DFS lineup in baseball and basketball tonight. I'm Craig Mish. Along with Davis Maddock, we got you covered on everything that happened, of course, in the NBA and baseball last night as well. And Davis, three games, of course, last night in the NBA. Very exciting, especially for a couple of teams, especially the New Orleans Pelicans with a big win taking on the Phoenix Suns. We heard from Monty Williams yesterday on the show. He seemed a little concerned. We thought maybe this was fake news, but I don't know. I mean, New Orleans, they showed up in a big way. I don't think anybody expected them to even win a game in this series, let alone play the way they did last night in Phoenix. And exciting baseball as well. How about the Colorado Rockies? Best record in the National League right now. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, I was very surprised by the outcome of that New Orleans Pelicans game. I did not really think that they were going to win a game in the series. The Suns were far and away the best regular season team in the NBA. Unfortunately, Devin Booker hurt his hamstring in that game, had to go to the locker room. He did return to the bench. We have not gotten an update from Monty Williams yet today. I imagine we will probably get that at media availability today or tomorrow. Booker was on pace to maybe have the best playoff game of his career in 25 minutes. He had 31 points on 19 shots, 7 of 11 from deep. And, you know, if he misses a series, if he misses the rest of this series, if he misses the next series, that is going to be a huge shakeup in the Western Conference, because the Suns are you know, before that, were the title favorite in the NBA. So it'll be sort of interesting to see how that plays out for Phoenix.
Yeah, and no doubt. Look, at this point, sort of expect the unexpected in the NBA. I think that's probably the way to go about it. Let's take a look at our headlines here. On this Wednesday, April 20th, 2022, Brandon Ingram with 37 points in that game last night helps New Orleans tie that series at 1. Jimmy Butler, as we suspected yesterday here on the show, he does go off 45 points as Miami takes a commanding 2-0 series lead over the Atlanta Hawks, and lots of back and forth on the refs in that game as well. Mets take both ends of the doubleheader against San Francisco. They are playing phenomenal baseball, and Kenley Jansen, by the way, picked up a save and retired Freddie Freeman with the last out of the game, and they booed Kenley Jansen pretty heavily last night, Davis, in Los Angeles. And as I mentioned, the Colorado Rockies are just taking it to the Philadelphia Phillies. And Davis, CJ Cron homered yet again, so a new home run leader in baseball as well.
Yeah, CJ Cron, 6 home runs to start the season. I mean, you sort of doubt that he is able to keep this up for the entire season. But we were talking about this a little bit on the show yesterday as well. I mean, these Phillies, we come into the season, we're feeling so good. You know, they have Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. They signed Castellanos, and you know, the corner outfielders of Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos is not really getting the job done. And you know, I have heard it floated out there that, you know, that Kyle Schwarber had that one insane run in July where he was basically like, you know, Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth combined. But kind of outside of that run of his career, he has been closer to a league average player. So maybe we were just overrating this Phillies roster a little bit, particularly because at the bottom, you know, they're 7, 8, 9, which, by the way, much bigger deal in the National League this year because you're losing a pitcher spot. You know, having a 9-hole hitter with a 280 weighted on base average might not get it done if you want to be a World Series contending team. I wonder if the Phillies are kind of an early candidate for a trade, right? To get a center fielder. We mentioned this on the show yesterday. They don't really have a center fielder. You know, they're playing guys who are quad A guys at best. I wonder if that's a move that they make sooner rather than later.
Well, right now it's kind of tough for them because Bryce Harper has this elbow that bothers him every once in a while. It happened last year too. And he's the designated hitter in this series against the Rockies. But Philly's lost 3 out of 4 to Miami. They've lost the first 2 games of the series to the Rockies as the Rockies are playing well. And Davis, I was at the game last night with Miami and St. Louis. So I had a chance to see Albert and Yachty and Adam Wainwright. I mean, I don't know what to say at this point. I suppose he just keeps doing these one-year deals. We know that this is Yachty's last year, and we know that this is Pujols' last year, but Davis, interestingly enough, Wainwright has, I don't think that he has said that this is his last year, but the way that he's pitching, it would seem to me that he could just keep going.
Yeah, I mean, why can't he be going indefinitely? You know, we saw Madison Bumgarner pitch decently yesterday against the Washington Nationals. Rich Hill, you know, was going for the Red Sox on Patriot Day, the big Boston Marathon game. It's like, you know, these old kind of crafty guys who have good curveballs, it just kind of feels like as long as a team will have them, they're going to be able to crank out a 4.2 ERA and sort of just keep going. I wonder if Clayton Kershaw ends up in that bucket. You know, obviously not right now. I think he still has it right now. But I wonder if we have, you know, 5 years from now, we have 43-year-old Clayton Kershaw still out there on the mound.
Yeah, we have afternoon baseball starting at 1 o'clock Eastern. So if we get lineups on those games, we will give them to you. Also, one note in the NBA, Philly plays Toronto tonight. We're going to dive into our DFS lineups, but it's being reported that Scotty Barnes is out of the walking boot. And I know that he's listed as doubtful for tonight, but it is the NBA playoffs. This is a must win without question for Toronto. And you have to wonder if...
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open and happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Barnes can play, we will see. But coming up next, it's time for us to give you our daily fantasy lineup, courtesy of Daily Roto and our very own Davis Maddox. So stay on the grid for that. 3 games tonight in the NBA. Then we'll tackle Major League Baseball, of course, fantasy reality, and the Sports Grid 60. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddox here until noon Eastern. Stay on the grid. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. So get out your DraftKings app. We're going to help you set a fantasy lineup in the NBA next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three games in the NBA playoffs tonight, and Davis, it does seem like there's at least a point spread adjustment in a couple of these games. Philadelphia is -2 tonight at Toronto, so naturally we'll keep a close eye on the way that that spread goes, and Scotty Barnes a big part of that, but looks like he is doubtful for tonight's game, which means Precious Achiuwa would start for him. Also, the Boston Celtics, who were 4.5-point favorites in their first game against the Brooklyn Nets, are now just 3.5-point favorites, and then, of course, the final game tonight, We'll see if the Chicago Bulls can stay alive against the Milwaukee Bucks. So those are the three games tonight. Feels like the every other day is interesting because we kind of get to take a pause on some of these series and then we pick it back up the next day. But before we get into the three-game slate tonight in DFS, which game has your interest mostly tonight?
I mean, clearly the Brooklyn Nets-Boston Celtics series is the most interesting right now. The Nets, you know, sort of limping into the playoffs. Kyrie Irving was, of course, phenomenal in, the first game of the series. He had 65 DraftKings points, 39 real points, made 6 of 10 of his three-pointers. You know, had the great shot in the fourth quarter. Just got really hot in the fourth quarter, but was kind of trumped by that team basketball that the Boston Celtics are playing. I think their defense really showed up. Jason Tatum, I mean, to me, that's sort of the story of the playoffs right now, is Jason Tatum taking the leap from like a borderline top 15. Maybe he makes all NBA. Maybe he doesn't make all NBA. He did not make all NBA last season to, you could make an argument that he should be making first-team All-NBA over Kevin Durant because he played more games. He is a more locked-in defender than Kevin Durant. That really seems to be the storyline right now, is Tatum evolving into, like, just this unbelievable wing player. I don't really think we have much less drama saved for us here in the Bulls-Nets or the Bulls-Bucks series. I think the Bulls had a chance to win Game 1. They didn't win it. I think that is going to be pretty, pretty deflationary for them. And to be honest, I think this line seems off for Philadelphia-Toronto. Now, Philadelphia is not going to have Matisse Thybul, their best, you know, wing defender right now. He is not vaccinated, so he cannot play the games in Canada. That means that Danny Green is going to have to start. He played 38 minutes in their last game. I think we'll probably see some more of Shake Milton. We'll probably see a little bit more George Niang. Those are maybe interesting guys if you're playing in the showdown slates on DraftKings or the single game slates on FanDuel. But I really think we only have one series here that is up in the air, which is that Nets-Celtics series.
All right. Well, we'll check that out tonight. We'll see who we're using tonight in Daily Fantasy. By the way, all of this information can be found at dailyroto.com absolutely free, including all of Davis's lineups tonight. Let's take a look here. We've started off with Fred VanVleet. He is 7,500 tonight on DraftKings. OG Anunoby is again in the lineup tonight at 6,400. Zach LaVine is at 7,200. Patrick Williams is the cheapest option on the board tonight that Davis is going with at 4,000. And then the center position will be Nick Claxton, and he is priced at 4,700 tonight. So a little different from what we saw a couple of days ago.
Yeah, a little different. So we have an update here just about 3 minutes ago. Scotty Barnes at Raptor Shoot Around this morning. Not sure how much or if he's participating, but he's not wearing a walking boot and seems to be moving okay on his sprained left ankle. That is from Josh Lewenberg. If Scotty Barnes does play, I am far less interested in OG Anunoby. He played 38 minutes in game 2. He took 14 shots, and really watching that game, it was like, without Barnes in there, they just did not really have an offensive plan, basically playing two centers with Pascal Siakam and Kem Birch or Precious Achiuwa in there. So Barnes returning would make me far less interested in Anunoby. Still very interested in Fred VanVleet at 7,500. He played 44 minutes, took 23 shots in game 2. I would think, again, I think he probably will play 44 minutes tonight because this is, once you go down 0-3, that's it, right? So this is kind of a win or go home for the Toronto Raptors. Same deal with LaVine. Just looks a little bit underpriced to me. 37 minutes in game 1. He is the Chicago Bulls' best offensive player. I don't think he will draw the Giannis defensive assignment to begin the game. Now, he probably will have Giannis on him in the fourth quarter. So if we're going into the fourth quarter and the game is close and LaVine has not had a great game up until that point, you're probably going to be regretting that, but he'll have a good three quarters to get it done before, because Middleton will be on him, and then they'll switch Giannis when the game gets really tight. Patrick Williams, same thing as Herb Jones last night. Remember, we were talking about Herb Jones, mm-hmm. and I was like, look, the guy, they need his defense. He was out there. He led the Pelicans in minutes last night, had his 14 real points. When guys like that score in the double digits on offense, it means they're going to have a good fantasy game. Now, interestingly enough, Patrick Williams only played 23 minutes in game 1 after starting. I don't think they can get away with that in this game, because look at the Bulls starting lineup and find me a good defender. Find me a good defender in that starting lineup. They you know, Caruso is really good, but Caruso's like 6'4". You cannot throw that guy on Giannis and expect him to do a good job. So I think we probably see Patrick Williams get extended to like 30 minutes tonight, which leaves him a little bit underpriced. Claxton, pretty interesting because he saw the lion's share of the center minutes in game one, played 31 minutes. That was more than Andre Drummond, which when we, if we want to rewind all the way, when we were talking about the series, I thought that was absolutely what they should do. I just don't know how many minutes you can steal with Drummond against these teams that don't really play centers. And the Celtics, they play Daniel Theis and Al Horford, who are really more power forwards at this stage in their career. So I feel pretty good about the Claxton play.
All right, well, probably a lot of people are watching us and wondering where's the high-priced player that's going to be in the lineup tonight. And so we're about to find out next. This should not be a surprise. Kevin Durant, $10,000 is the price tonight for him on DraftKings tonight with Brooklyn. Marcus Smart is in there at $5,800. And as you mentioned, Caruso, his price is $4,300. But clearly, the identification here on lineups tonight, Davis, if you're going to spend up for this kind of money with Durant at $10,000, he's got to have a huge game.
Yeah, and he did not have a huge game in game one. He went 9 of 24. He only made 1 3-pointer, 23 real points. But that, I think that is, you know, just like Jason Tatum just did a phenomenal job defending Kevin Durant. What I think is interesting is that I think most users tonight are going to prefer to play the slightly cheaper Kyrie Irving. He's 9,900. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant is 10,000. You know, Kyrie had that phenomenal game one. I would rather go the other direction and just bet on Durant figuring it out. If the Brooklyn Nets win this game, Kevin Durant will have had a very good game. I think you can put a stamp on that. And then Smart, I mean, look, the guy won Defensive Player of the Year. He shot well in game one, which I think is pretty important. You don't get that from Marcus Smart all that often. 42 DraftKings points, 20 real points. And then Caruso, if the Bulls do steal a game, it's going to be Caruso just giving Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton a hell of a time on the perimeter. He only had 18 fantasy points in the first game, but played 33 minutes. So, you know, very similar to his teammate Patrick Williams. We're just trying to buy some cheap minutes so we can play, you know, Kevin Durant and Fred VanVleet and some of these guys, you know, Zach LaVine guys who are going to be able to score.
All right. So prediction on any of the games in particular, which is the one that you like the most tonight of the three?
Yeah, I think that, look, I love the Raptors. I love Nick Nurse. I love Fred VanVleet, played at Wichita State, you know, OG. I love what they do. The 76ers, you know, the kind of the question we had about them was, can they just try really hard for 48 minutes every single night? And if they do, they might be the best team in the Eastern Conference. They might be better than the Bucks, and they have tried very hard for 48 minutes, and they have blown the doors off this Raptors team. So my prediction is that the 76ers win and cover pretty good tonight.
All right, Philadelphia -2 in this game. I think at game time, if you find out Barnes is playing, you may want to wait, because I think that he probably moves the spread at least a half a point or maybe a point. So we'll see with that game tipping off later tonight.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Coming up next, it's time for us to take a look at our DraftKings lineup in Major League Baseball today. Going to go with a couple of pretty strong pitchers, it looks like, here. And also we'll go through the starting lineups. Also, we have afternoon baseball to preview for you. So stay on the grid. More fantasy sports today coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. It's the early part of the Major League Baseball season, so naturally we have day baseball games almost every single day in the month of April, so it creates a different dynamic in terms of setting a lineup in daily fantasy, and today we're going to do it once again here for the Wednesday slate. And Davis, I guess the overview on this one is it looks to me like a little bit strong on the pitching side today, so going with a couple of frontline pitchers and then piecing some lower-end players together, one rookie in particular, which doesn't surprise me. And then some names who I think are off to pretty good starts. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, definitely. You're right, though. This night slate, I mean, we do have a bunch of strong pitchers. And it's always interesting when one of the worst pitchers on the slate is against one of the worst offenses. We have that with Eric Fetty of the Washington Nationals against the Diamondbacks. We have a couple Diamondbacks showing up for us in the lineup we're going to discuss. Excited to see Luis Severino pitch today. He is not in the slate. He's in the turbo slate if you're playing those on DraftKings or FanDuel, but excited to see him. What will probably be a pitching duel between Carlos Rodon and Chris Bassitt. The Red Sox and the Blue Jays, a series I think a lot of us would expect a lot of football scores in that series. Was not that yesterday. Two pretty dominant pitching performances both from the starters and the bullpens yesterday. And, we are also, this is an important thing to remember. I mean, we're dealing with crappy weather pretty much everywhere in the United States right now. It's cold, it's wet, it's rainy. We've been waiting 3 days for this Shane Bieber start against the White Sox. We're finally getting it today. So that'll be starting here in about an hour. Kind of excited to see. I just would really like to see Shane Bieber regain some velocity. But I just have noticed team totals have been pretty low. You know, last year we got pretty comfortable with 5-run team totals, 5.5-run team totals. You know, it'd be a random Mariners-Rangers game, and we'd see a game total of 11 or 10.5. And we've not had that right now. And I'm curious to see when the weather warms up if that sticks or if the deadening of the ball and whatever the pitchers are doing or not doing with sticky stuff kind of keeps these totals low.
Yeah, and I was at the game last night, talked to a bunch of people about this. No definitive answer on this yet. And the data is coming in, and it's very clear that home runs are down, but no real answer yet. And I think we'll find out over the next few weeks. But let's find out tonight who we should be using on the mound in daily fantasy. The New York Mets, Davis, are red hot. It seems like just backing whoever they pitch is worth playing. And Chris Bassitt is 9,600 tonight. The former Oakland A's off to a great start. And then Jose Berríos is priced at 7,300. I think, probably I would say inconsistent has been the best term for him early on in the year. Toronto clearly lost one of their offensive pieces in Teoscar Hernandez, so that's going to change their offense. Bo Bichette has struggled a little bit, but the Blue Jays can just pop off at any point, and I would expect that to happen soon.
Yeah, Bassitt has been phenomenal through the first two games. He has 6 strikeouts and 8 strikeouts. I think maybe even the more important element of what Bassitt has done to begin the season, back-to-back starts with over 90 pitches. I mean, if we were to go look right now, I don't have the answer to this, but if we had to guess, How many pitchers have been over 90 pitches in their first two starts? This is just a guess. I would guess it's less than 10. The impact of the shortened spring training, this should have been obvious that these guys were still ramping up, but the impact of shortened spring training has been massive on the pitchers. I also think it's impacted a lot of the hitters as well. I mean, there's been, you just mentioned Bo Bichette starting really slow. You know, I'm watching every Joey Gallo plate appearance, waiting for this guy to hit a home run. It's been like unbelievable. I'm tilting my face off, waiting for Gallo to hit a home run. But I think that the, you know, the start and stop and when are we're coming back, we're not coming back. I think it's just kind of done a number both mentally and physically on a lot of these guys, but not on Chris Bassitt, who is up against the Giants tonight. I love him. He's probably my favorite starting pitcher of the night. With Berríos, you know, I'm basically just betting on long-term form being more important than what he's done these first two games of the season. He got blown up against the Rangers, only threw 34 pitches, 4 earned runs, gave up 2 home runs against the Yankees with 80 pitches. His strikeouts were fine in that game, you know, got 5 strikeouts in 5 innings. But basically, I just think Berríos is fine. I think he'll pitch his way into shape. And his average salary, you know, if we average out his 30 starts over the course of the year, it'll probably hover right about $8,800 would be my guess. So just a little bit underpriced for him tonight.
Yeah. By the way, have you looked at Joey Gallo's stats overall this season? I saw that this morning. I mean, that's some staggering stuff right there. Is it 30 at bats, 15 strikeouts, or something like that?
He's been horrible. He's been awful. I will say this for my guy Joey Gallo: when he has made contact, he's gotten extremely unlucky. If you look at his expected weighted on base average versus his actual weighted on base average, he's like 100 points off of what you would expect it to be. Which that's the only positive thing I have to say is that I'm just really hoping and praying.
Yeah, Yankees are having a hard time scoring for sure. All right, let's take a look at some of the options here and the bats that Davis will go with today. You're going to see a trend here. Lots of Arizona, Washington. Dalton Varsho, again, has that catcher qualification, 3,500 there. Ty France is priced at 4,500. Jorge Polanco, who had a big game on Monday, 4,000 is his price. Bobby Witt Jr. and Adalberto Mondesi, both back in the lineup today for Kansas City. Witt at 2,700, Mondesi at 4,600. So Mondesi, I think 100 higher than yesterday.
Yep. So basically, I mean, you know what you're getting with Mondesi. If he steals 2 bases, he's going to be a fantastic play. If he doesn't steal 2 bases, you're probably going to be wavering a little bit. However, I think the Royals are actually in a pretty good offensive spot right now. They are facing off against Chris Paddock, who basically threw a batting practice to the Los Angeles Dodgers when he faced them. You know, not to get too inside baseball here, but basically what has happened with Chris Paddock is he has lost all movement on his fastball. So what happens when you throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball? Well, it's hard to hit, but if it's dead straight and doesn't move left, right, up, down, that it's kind of like batting practice to major league hitters. Doesn't mean that everyone's going to do well against him, but I do like the spot for the Royals today. I also like the spot for the Minnesota Twins on the converse of that game. You know, I think lots of their hitters with the platoon advantage on Daniel Lynch should be good. Lynch, he's just not quite ready for Major League Baseball, and the Royals are not quite ready to be a winning team, which is why they're going to be running those guys out there. I like the spot for the Mariners as well here. Ty France, you know, a decent start to the season, 2 home runs. He's hitting .268. I mean, basically just kind of doing what he did last year when he was very underrated. Dalton Varsho hit a home run off of Josiah Gray. He now has 2 home runs on the season. His batting average is horrible, but, you know, again, one game samples, we don't really care about batting average. Sure. You know, one hit, one home run, or one double with a stolen base or whatever, going to be fine for our purposes today. And I just think 3,600 just seems cheap for, you know, a catcher batting leadoff right now in fantasy baseball.
Yeah. And look, Varsho, I think, has a chance to be a good player. It's just Arizona's, most of their lineup is AAA style. And look, I mean, 100 losses, I think I would take the over on them this year. They look like the worst team in baseball. All right, let's take a look at the outfielders. Here's where we're going to spend the money. It's going to be on Juan Soto. He is priced against Arizona tonight at 6,100. Staying within that, it is David Peralta at 3,700. And then I'm curious the thought on Ian Happ, why he's at the lineup tonight at 3,900. Extremely streaky hitter for the Chicago Cubs.
So basically, the deal with Ian Happ is that they've kind of jerked around his spot in the batting order. He's batted fourth or he's batted eighth, and it just kind of depends on, I guess, whatever the team is feeling that day. Because sometimes Suzuki will bat fourth, sometimes Suzuki will bat fifth. They just have, I mean, like, look at their, it's so funny, like, look at their last five games. They've had four different leadoff hitters. Like, it's like the Cubs have no idea what they're doing. When Ian Happ is the cleanup hitter, I mean, that's just a good spot for him. And the Cubs have been a little bit better on offense than projected, mostly because Seiya Suzuki has been so good. Frank Schwindel has also been pretty good for them, you know, so they're just kind of one of those teams that's beating their projection by a little bit right now. We'll see which way that goes. But Ian Happ also has fantastic isolated power just in general. That is a skill set that he has, so it just seems like a good price tag on him. With David Peralta, we are doubling up on the lefties against Eric Fetty. Peralta, you know, like we were just talking about, Peralta and Varsho and Christian Walker are like the three decent hitters on the Diamondbacks roster, and everyone else other than that is pretty crappy. So I'm not advocating for the stack today, certainly, for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but I do think those two lefties are a good deal. And then, of course, our guy, Juan Soto. I mean, look, what can be said about Juan Soto? He's already on pace to beat his home run projection, and he's just got a good lineup against Merrill, or a good matchup against Merrill Kelly, who's like the most league average. You'd watch him and you'd forget everything he just did, starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. And I don't think he should be all that popular tonight. So we always like to get him in at single digit ownership.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts so far, Davis? We're basically like almost 2 weeks into the season. Are you enjoying it thus far, watching all the games?
Yeah. You know, I think it's been a good start. I mean, it would be a lot better if my main event team was doing a little bit better. We just, the combination of our first two starting pitchers being Zach Wheeler and Shane Bieber has been a real tough pill to swallow. But I think that, you know, I think the games have been pretty good. You tune in, you tune out. But I'm definitely enjoying the fantasy baseball season up until this point.
Yeah, I definitely think the pitching thing is what you hit on earlier, where the velocity is down just across the league. And you mentioned one of the guys, you have him, and Zach Wheeler. The other pitcher that's seen a velocity drop pretty significantly, Davis, is Robbie Ray. And basically the velo with him was everything last year. So
the holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm not overly concerned with this stuff. I think it's going to even out. But you do have to ride it out just a little bit before they get there. Fantasy or reality, coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. For those of you on Twitter, you should be following us. And here is how you do it. Just go to @SportsGrid or @SportsGridTV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread, and of course, fantasy content. And if you have a question for us here, fantasy or reality, just tag us there. Fantasy or reality, and tag @SportsGrid, @SportsGrid, and @SportsGridTV. And Davis, before we get back to some fantasy or reality, unfortunately, looks like some bad news for the Cleveland Guardians as COVID is, you know, I say it facetiously, but sort of making a comeback here in sports, unfortunately. The young infielder, Owen Miller, who's off to such a good start for the Cleveland Guardians, along with Stephen Kwan, was placed on the COVID list or injured list, whatever list they have going on right now. Also, Cal Quantrill. So multiple players on the Cleveland Guardians going on the COVID list. That's something to keep an eye on for those people who are interested tonight.
Yeah, it's like, this is the worst thing to talk about in sports, right? This is what we've learned over the last 2 years. Like, the worst thing is the interaction between COVID-19 and professional sports. And, you know, knock on wood right now, we have not gotten one of these in the NBA playoffs. We didn't have any in, well, I guess that's not true. I guess it's not true. We did have Paul George, and that sucked, right? That sucked to not have Paul George able to be there for that play-in game. And, you know, we really hope that we're not going to have to be dealing with this. And I guess we're dealing with it right now with Matisse Thybulle not able to play in the game in Canada. But these stories suck. Like, what? No one wants to have Stephen Kwan's hot start or Owen Miller's hot start ruined by, you know, a positive COVID test. So I just I hope that we are not going to have to reintroduce COVID testing as you know, a primary topic here on the show.
Yeah, could very well be. We will see. All right. It's time now for us to tackle some hard-hitting questions in today's fantasy or reality. And we'll begin with Major League Baseball, Davis, sort of piggybacking off the topic we were just talking about 5 minutes ago, which is, you know, some starting pitchers, despite the fact that there have been less home runs and less scoring in Major League Baseball, some pitchers are off to tough starts. You have a couple of them. Another one who was taken essentially first overall, as far as starting pitchers are concerned, or second or third, depending on who you like better, is Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees. And make no mistake about it, Gerrit Cole, through a few starts, has not looked like the Gerrit Cole of years past. But obviously, we have sort of outlined a number of reasons for that with Cole. It doesn't look in particular like it's velocity, simply just location at this point, and struggling against teams, I would say, Davis, he probably shouldn't be struggling that much against. So that is the backdrop. Here is the question. Fantasy or reality, you are concerned about Yankee starter Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, reality. His K rate is down. He has been a 34-35% K rate guy every season for the last 5 seasons. He is down to where he was at as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 24% K rate. Walk rate is the highest it's ever been in his career. Through two starts, 14% walk rate. The StatCast data does not look very good. You know, he's giving up a lot of, he's giving up a not a great launch angle. He's giving up a lot of barrels, highest barrel rate of his career. And Gerrit Cole was one of the guys, I don't remember the exact quote, you probably would, but like basically it was very clear he was one of the guys who was taking advantage of the sticky stuff. And even more than that, he was also on the Houston Astros team who it's like proven. We know there were punishments handed out. They were cheating. Gerrit Cole was cheating, and this is not, you know, I'm not libeling Gerrit Cole. It is a fact that Gerrit Cole was cheating as a member of the Houston Astros. So yeah, reality, I am worried because either He's, you know, and also, you know, he's kind of getting to the age 31 where you probably need to start adjusting some things as a starting pitcher, whether it be, you know, working on your location, you know, really working on your changeups, you can locate your off-speed stuff, whatever. There are like so many different reasons right now to be worried about Gerrit Cole. So 100% reality, I am worried about Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I'm going to say reality, but I don't think I'm as concerned. I definitely think that the weather is factoring in big time. Cole has just always been a guy who needs that grip on the ball. You illustrated the reasons for that. So I'm mildly concerned, but not overly. I think with some of the velocity guys, you have to really be concerned at this point. Wheeler, Robbie Ray, you know, Aroldis Chapman, by the way, is another one. I believe his velocity is down as well.
94 miles an hour for Chapman.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when it comes to Cole, you do have to wonder for sure. You mentioned the sticky stuff specifically. It was the spider tack that he was at, that he was asked about that, like, said, I don't know how to answer that. I do think Cole will turn it around. There's a chance that his route, Davis, is like the Max Scherzer route, which is he's still awesome. He's just not the best pitcher in his league anymore. I think that could go for Cole as well. So I will say reality, but I'm not overly concerned. I think it's mild, and I would not just dump him for 60 cents on the dollar in fantasy. I think that I would ride that out for sure. Yankees eventually, I was talking to somebody at the game last night as a scout for the Yankees, and he basically just said, eventually, someday, don't know when, don't know how, going to start scoring 7-8 runs a game. It's going to happen. Just it's going to be some streak. It's just not happening at the moment. All right, let's move on to Major League Baseball, where last night, Davis, I don't know if you saw this, but really embarrassing. 3,000 fans in Oakland to see their game last night after getting, I believe it was like 12 on opening day. 3,000 fans at the second game of a home season in Major League Baseball. I know, Oakland traded everybody, they dumped everybody, yes, but it is still a city with a lot of people that could go see a baseball game, and they are absolutely choosing not to go do it. At the same time, we're hearing about a possible bid for a new franchise in Nashville. So there's the backdrop for our next question, Davis. You have Oakland not getting any fans. You have Tampa Bay needing a new stadium. And yet, there's a chance that Nashville gets a team before all that, fantasy or reality. Major League Baseball will expand before relocation, aka moving a franchise. Is this fantasy or reality?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't have the super inside knowledge of this, but it sounds more of a reality than fantasy for me, because it wasn't the rumor for a while that both of the Oakland teams were going to move to Las Vegas, that the Raiders were going to move to Las Vegas, and then the Athletics were also going to do the move, and then it seemed like that lost a little bit of traction. So it does seem like a reality to me, and I also think if I'm remembering correctly, the Athletics have also been one of those teams that's trying to get the city to build them a stadium, you know, the same way that, you know, countless professional sports teams have got the taxpayers to foot the bill for a big stadium. But I mean, 3,000 people is embarrassing, man. I mean, that is Texas high school football numbers. I can't believe that is, and the attendance numbers. And like, look, you know, this is kind of the way that baseball is going in general, low attendance numbers. I went to the third game for the St. Louis Cardinals here in town. It certainly was not a sellout. I got, you know, dugout box seats for $40 a piece. Like, going to a Cardinals game is very affordable. And St. Louis is a big baseball town. Like, the Cardinals are very popular here. And I don't think they sell out their games all that often. So it's kind of just like a cultural thing where it's like people are not really going to, I mean, people are just not going out to games as much in general. And if baseball games were once a week and they were a big event the way a football game was, but there's 162 of them, you're playing 81 of them at home. So I it doesn't feel like that big of a deal, but the optics are just really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. 3,000 is a August-September number, Davis, when Oakland has 100 losses or 90 losses. This is the second game of their home season. To me, it's a little shocking. I was at a game last night in Miami that had about 8,000 and about 5,000 Cardinals fans, so I know the feeling here. Okay, but to answer the question, MLB will expand before it moves a franchise. I'm going to say fantasy. I am going to say fantasy here. I think time is running out, Davis, on the Rays. I think time is running out on Oakland, And I actually think that Oakland may have a better shot than Tampa Bay. Think about how long this has been going on in Tampa Bay as well, with them trying to move from St. Petersburg to Tampa. I do feel that there's a chance that one of those two teams goes to Vegas. I think that the Rays ownership, Davis, is fed up. I just think that, look, you know, we've won. We're going to the World Series. We're winning every year. I mean, it's not like, I mean, look, Oakland's been good too. They should be frustrated also, but the Rays are like next level good in Major League Baseball, and yet they still cannot draw fans. I say fantasy. I think the Rays are headed to Montreal, or they're headed somewhere else, and we only have one team in the state of Florida. I think Oakland's going to get this worked out. I think Oakland's going to find a way. They've been around since the 60s. It's sort of embarrassing that they can't get something built there like they did for the San Francisco Giants. So fantasy for me. All right, Winning Time is a new series on HBO. Full transparency, this is about the Lakers. I have not watched it. I know Magic Johnson has his own documentary coming out very soon, I believe next month, on Apple TV, that I will watch. I don't know why I have not been drawn in on this one on HBO, but I have not. Regardless of that, Jerry West is very upset. He says in the series, he and his family have been misrepresented based on the acting, based on the dialogue that is in this series. He's very upset. At the very least, he's asking for a retraction and an apology. You know how these things go, Davis. At the beginning, they say some of it is real, some of it is not. We've enhanced some of the details to make it fun. Fantasy or reality, Jerry West, Hall of Famer, arguably one of the great players of all time. We know that. One of the greatest executives of all time. We know that, too. He will get his apology. Fantasy or reality?
No way. Total fantasy, because once you make the decision to put it in the show, you open yourself up to a lawsuit. And if you're opening yourself up to a lawsuit and you apologize, it's not going to work for the lawsuit, right? Because apologizing is admitting fault, admitting libel, admitting that you did something that was not proper and appropriate at the time. So I also have not watched Winning Time. I definitely want to. It's on the list. It's kind of a hard sell when you're watching with your wife, right? It's like, she doesn't care about the Lakers. She doesn't care about basketball. I'm not going to know any of the people. So it's like, it's one of those things, like, I'm going to have to explain who Magic Johnson is, going to have to explain who Jerry West, like, it, you know, it's just like, there's a lot of backstory that, is missing. So this will probably be one that I have to watch on my own, but, yeah, Jerry West is not getting his apology here. No way.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And it, look, it's one of those things where actors are playing roles in a movie. Some of the things are going to be a little bit fabricated. Let's understand this to be perfectly clear. The Last Dance was made and the players on the Bulls did a podcast after saying some of the things were not even true in a documentary that was real. So come on, there is no shot here that Jerry West gets his apology. With all due respect, by the way, to Jerry West. Davis, I would also say, I don't know if you've seen the trailer for Magic Johnson's series. It looks good. I have a feeling this is going to be very good. You know, some of the interviews, it follows his whole career from Michigan to when he tested positive for HIV and sort of all around that too. I am sold on that documentary on Apple whenever it comes out. I don't know if you've seen the trailer. It looks good.
Yep, I'm sold as well. It also sounds like he's going to be using it to refute some of the things from Winning Time, like a schism between him and his family. So, you know, opportune timing for Magic Johnson on that. Well, but yeah, I mean, documentaries about that era in basketball in general, always very interesting.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. And there's another documentary coming up in July. On July 18th, maybe we should save this for fantasy or reality tomorrow. But regardless of it, it's Derek Jeter's documentary. I believe it's a 6-part documentary called The Captain. But I don't want to reveal too much about what I know on that one. We'll save that one for another day this week. We got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Craig Mitch, Davis Matic. We've got Newswire coming your way at 2 o'clock, and our top story there will be this new agreement that Charlie Blackman, Colorado Rockies outfielder, has with a online sports book. He's the first Major League Baseball player to partner up in terms of sponsorship there and advertising. So very curious as to what people will feel about that. Here is Davis and the Sports Grid 60.
Well, really, I just want to get Craig ready for this today for in the Sports Grid 60. We're locked in on baseball right now. We're locked in on the NBA playoffs. You know, we're talking about Gerrit Cole's spin rate and tracking Joey Gallo's expected weighted on base average and, you know, the backup minutes that Toronto Raptors are playing at center. But the NFL draft is 10 days away, actually even less than that. And yes. Pretty much the second that NFL draft gets over, all the big DFS and best ball operators, they're pressing the button on the best ball contest. And Craig, you know, you're going to feel my energy and attention for Major League Baseball. You're just going to feel it start to slowly leave my body as we start talking about, you know, the Cleveland Browns third wide receiver rotation.
I know it's coming, but we still have 1 week until then, so I can wait. Last night, I attended a Major League Baseball game in which the opposing team brought their broadcasters on the road. This should not seem like something that is all that unusual, but believe it or not, this is something that has not happened in 2 years. I guess the bigger question, though, at this point is, why are a couple of Major League Baseball teams still not sending their broadcasters on the road? Do you not understand how important it is to have them inside an actual stadium? There's no reason why they shouldn't be on the road. They can still protect themselves and do all the things that are necessary. Glaring weaknesses, I think, by the Angels, who looks like who they have corrected it, but the Orioles and Nationals, too, still not doing it. Why in the world is this still happening? I don't know. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to LTN and for our producer, Brett Levy, my co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. I'll be back with you guys after lunch at 2 o'clock Eastern for NewsWire. Have a great day.